Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Nice to have you with us, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. My name is Rick Tittle. I'll be here for the next hour taking your calls on the topic of video games. And even though these are all sports talk networks I'm on, it's not just sports video games. It's all video games, baby. So get in and get heard at the toll-free line. Don't be shy. Dial it up. We'll pay for the call. 1-800-878-PLAY. Get it? Play. 1-800-878-7529. It gets you in and gets you heard wherever you might happen to be listening in this great land of ours. Okay, foreign lands. 1-800-878-PLAY. We're also proud and privileged of being on the American Forces Radio Network. 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, dare I say AWACS overhead. We know that the troops get a little home cooking from the video game world, and so we're quite honored, and I'm privileged to be on AFN. I'm a fan of the troops. I come from a military family. I think most Americans do, but even if we don't, we certainly appreciate the sacrifices and the bravery that you all have keeping us safe and allowing us to do this for Volity. So once again, keep up the good work. We're proud of you. We're on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, all apropos applications for receiving the show. We stream through sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live to hear the shows. If you want to write me an email, it's rick@sportsbyline.com here in San Francisco. And that's also the email address, rick@sportsbyline.com, to win the game. I always give away a free game at 40 after the hour, so just a little over a half hour from now. And at the end of the show, I give out a cheat code, send your request. I usually like giving them out for older games to that same address, rick@sportsbyline.com. We're also on Sirius XM 211. In progress. Great to have you with us on the Dan Patrick channel. We also stream through SB Nation and SBNationLive.com as well. And on your television sets and 35 million homes is CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, and your cable provider. So we'll talk about what's new. All neophytes welcome, all hardcore gamers and everybody in between. 1-800-878-PLAY. Call me up. Let's talk some video games. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4555.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Attention small business owners. The IRS has just released a notice that businesses eligible to file for the Employee Retention Credit should not file with companies charging a percentage of their ERC refund. These companies have been shown to overqualify businesses, leaving the business owner open to audits and tax penalties. ERTCfiling.com helps small business owners file their Employee Retention Credit forms accurately and at a cost that is a fraction of their competitors. And most importantly, ERTCfiling.com charges a flat fee, not a percentage of what you get back, so there's never a worry about overqualification. Businesses that were open in 2020 and 2021 and subject to any COVID government mandate, such as a capacity limitation, social distancing, supply chain issues, and increased vendor costs, will qualify. You do not need to have a reduction in revenue to qualify for this program. Stop any work you're doing with your current Employee Retention Credit provider and call 833-GET-ERTC or go to ERTCfiling.com to schedule your free 30-minute consultation today.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us here. Home Studios, Sports Byline USA, San Francisco, California. Come on in and get heard. If you'd like to have a question, comment, or concern, I'm here for you. 1-800-878-7529. As always, on April Fool's Days, there are a lot of fake little headlines and such things. And there was a video game one that I thought was pretty funny from The Sun. Now, The Sun is a red topper, as they say in England, a tabloid. Funnily enough, if you want serious sports coverage, you go to the tabloids, which is funny, the back pages. Page 3 on The Sun, you'll find like a topless woman too. It's a very weird thing. It's a different country. But one of the headlines was for April Fools was Megxit instead of Brexit, Megxit, like Meg, Megxit : Call of Dookie, because he's the Duke. Get it? And so it shows Prince Harry walking down the street in his suit. King Charles now, said Prince Charles after all these years. King Charles got his fists out. Megan's fighting one of the Busbies with a cold scream guard, whatever. It's got Meg and King Charles in a fight. And it's funny. It's a joke. Don't worry about it. But the thing is, I just wonder if anybody who was looking at that was like, oh, wow, I'd actually like to check that out. I wouldn't mind picking that up. But what's not an April Fool's story is that we're finally getting some news on some of these games which have been delayed so far. And it's like Atelier Risa 3, The Alchemist of the End of the Alchemist of the End and the Secret Key. That is a long title. It's a mouthful. that was supposed to come out in February. That just came out at the end of March. Also, The Last of Us Part 1 for PC was delayed. That also came out at the end of the month. So we're getting news on EA Sports PGA Tour, which is going to be finally coming out this week. That had been delayed. Star Wars Jedi Survivor, which is a very eagerly anticipated sequel to Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. This is from Respawn Entertainment. That got pushed back 6 weeks, and so now we're finding out that it's April 28th, and it'll be more polished and less buggy. But I can tell you, as somebody who has played video games basically my whole life, you probably are the same. Whatever it takes, as disappointing as it is, I remember Killzone, which was the Sony answer to Halo from Microsoft, and I liked the original Killzone way better than any Halo game ever, but I kept waiting for Guerrilla Games and Holland to come out with Killzone 2, and it got delayed and got delayed and got delayed, and when it finally came out, it was eh. But I was also just at the Game Developers Conference last week, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, here in San Francisco, and I saw Miles Toast in person. He gave a talk. He's from CD Projekt Red. He's a German guy, runs a studio in Poland, and he's talking about Cyberpunk 2077, about how when things get rushed. And as I said, as much as you want a game and as much as it stinks to have to wait, especially when they go, it's this day, and the date comes, and then you're like, what happened? And it's like, well, it's not ready yet. So you might ask the question, why games do get released when they're not ready? Well, because of what I just said, there's so much hype and advertising, and you have investors, and you have bosses, and there's a bottom line. And they're like, we need the sales of that game, and we need it now. And then you go, oh, I think I need an extra 6 weeks. You're fired. Never mind, it's ready. And the thing comes out, and it's a disaster. And then you need patch after patch. If you beta test the hell out of something and then you need a patch here or there, I understand it. I mean, even like in Skyrim, there was one place where I was coming down a mountain and I was literally stuck between a rock and a hard place. There was this tree and I pinned myself in between the tree and the mountain and I couldn't move. But there's thousands and thousands of trees in that, and that one got by. And as much as it stunk to have to turn it off and lose my progress, I get it. And, you know, these developers aren't perfect. So moving along, more games are getting dates now for releases. Amnesia, The Bunker, that was announced last December. That was supposed to come out in March from Frictional Games. That's now May 16th. That's a two-month delay, and the developers were asked for the reason, and they said they didn't want to give the reason. And so, I mean, it's a cool kind of game if you think about the plot, because it's a horror game that takes place in a World War I trench. System Shock, May 30th now for PC. It's TBA for consoles. This is from Night Dive Studios. This was a crowdfunded game, the remake of System Shock, that needs a little more time. Because Night Dive and their publisher, Prime Matter, promised the game would release in March. And what they did give us was a beta. So the full release will not happen on personal computers on May 30th, but they don't know when they'll get the consoles. The consoles are ports, so that's going to take a while. And if you don't know what a port is, that's when you take a game and you got to like match it to the different language and graphics and system and muscle that comes from a console or handheld or PC, what have you. Atlas Fallen, just a couple of weeks after confirming that it was going to release in May on Twitter, Deck 13 and Focus Entertainment went right back to Twitter to say, never mind, Atlas Fallen will be August 10th. They said, our goal has always been to create a memorable ARPG experience in a unique setting with exciting gameplay and the option for a fully playable seamless co-op with a friend. We'd love to give the game some extra time, which will allow us to deliver the best possible version of Atlas Fallen. To achieve this, we have made the difficult decision to delay the worldwide launch of Atlas Fallen to August 10th, 2023. There you go. The one that's most important for me is that Bethesda finally released a new release date for Starfield. Now, the thing that stinks for me is that this is going to launch on just PC and Xbox. I need to get it over to the PS5 because as much as I'd like to get it on PC, I rather would have it on PS5, so we'll see about that. But it says they are missing the first half of 2023, and now they say that it will come out for PC and Xbox Series X and S on September 6th. So there will be something called Starfield Direct, which will come out on June 11th. So we've got about two more months just to get another look at it. But hey, when you think about how ambitious this game is, to me, it's speaking of Skyrim, it's Skyrim and No Man's Sky put together. And this has the potential, I know this is dramatic, but it has the potential to be one of the greatest video games of all time. So when it's ready, it's ready. And finally, speaking of San Francisco, there's a game set in San Francisco called The Day Before, and that gained some fame for becoming Steam's most wish-listed game, but has encountered tons of controversy over the developer's lack of transparency and use of volunteers. It's the developer Funtastic, that's right, FNtastic, published by Mitona. They said somebody else trademarked the game's title before they could. So now they're saying instead of November 10th, it might be March 1st, 2024 for this game. Yeah. So we got some news there on some delays when stuff is coming out. I'm Rick Tittle. We will come on back on the Video Game Review.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508, 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Nice to have you with us. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game, as I always do. The way to win it is just to be the second correct answer to my email address to a very simple question. It's almost ridiculously simple. Rick@sportsbyline.com. People ask me why I give the second correct answer, because I always figure if it's the first, people figure, well, somebody's already on it. And then if I say the 75th correct answer, and they're like, that's way too weird. So say second. Something that I saw at the aforementioned Game Developers Conference is a lot more people leaning towards NFT video games and if it's an actual revolution or not. Because 2023 is going to bring a lot more attention. And it's not surprising, I think, that NFTs have found their way into gaming since they have penetrated various industries, including not just collectibles, but fashion, movies, real estate. And if you focus on gaming, you discover how NFTs could really shape how players will, do you want to say benefit from the innovation? It just depends, because the... what it does, I was reading something on Game Tyrant about the asset giving gamers a unique chance to increase their own profits, not just that of the game developers. I get that. And then the players will then have complete ownership of their digital assets regardless of what happens to the company. All right. And then you can immerse yourselves in a virtual world of thousands of possibilities, which allows them to take up even more roles in their games, customize their experience, in-game items, receive rewards of invested time and money. What does it all mean? What does that mean? Well, without a doubt, blockchain is no longer just about virtual currencies. It's given rise to a range of digital assets, including NFTs representing in-game collectibles. And some of those assets have seen real success in the last few months. These investors, anything that has gain potential, they're in. And so when you look by checking the Ethereum price, once again, Ethereum, Ethereum price, you may also want to look at gaming tokens. Apart from exposing you to new virtual lands, it's an excellent way for some people to diversify investment portfolios. Now, I know it's confusing. Let me just put it this way. What is an NFT video game? Well, the simplest explanation would be that NFT games are blockchain-based. They allow players to exploit a new form of in-game collectible. That being said, people can handle land, avatars, clothing, any other feature in the form of non-fungible tokens, use them to advance through the game or sell them on the marketplace to capitalize the gains. Since NFTs have long been considered works of art, enthusiasts are now calling video games the seventh art. So NFT games are often called P2E because they are based on a play-to-earn model. And you think about gold farmers and places, especially in communist China, that don't have full-time people gold farming in video games. But players can earn tangible rewards as they complete various game missions. Well, yeah, isn't that how every game works? But collecting in-game items through the gaming journey is the main goal most people immerse themselves in. And this is generally the only way to cover your investments. The acceptance of NFT standards also lets developers preserve any type of rarities in those in-game collectibles, which is why some digital gaming goods are more expensive than others. But how to access those? There's three ways. You unlock and earn it, right? That's how I do it. You probably have too. You can buy them on third-party or native marketplaces, or you can breed new characters. Whichever method you pick, you will have exclusive ownership rights over those things. So, can you make money playing NFT games? Let me put it to you this way. I talked about Asian gold farmers. There are a lot of people that work for a company in the Philippines making a considerable income playing Axie Infinity, and it's a pretty exceptional case. Earning money from games like Axie Infinity means you must recover your upfront costs first. Did you know that you need three Axies, and the values of those little monsters will be from $30 to $100? So I would advise you to play for fun instead of making these expectations to make cash. But NFT games that are out right now, you got Alien Worlds, and you can explore planets, conquer lands, engage in battles, and all of a sudden here's NFTs. Their native token is called Trillium. It's a valuable asset, and it gives players access to additional gameplay and control over decentralized autonomous organizations. Those are DAOs. Doggami. And if you don't dispose of enough room in your house to adopt a dog, Doggami is a viable solution to you. That's a petiverse. And there are 300 distinct Doggami breeds. And you can have four different varieties, gold, diamond, silver, and bronze. So you can get one of those. Steppen, S-T-E-P-N, is a fitness game. And by the way, that's not for me. The whole purpose of video games is to chill out, not to work out. Video games are great after you work out or before, but that's just me. But you know, you're running and walking in a virtual world. Are you really doing it? It's supposed to motivate you to have the same in the real life, tangible world. But what you have to do in Steppen is you have to buy a pair of virtual tennis shoes in a web app. And the shoes not only lead you to potential gains, but also self-improvement. So for me, it's all a bit, honestly, confusing. And it's all honestly a little bit, shall I say, lame. Yeah, it's a little bit lame. But still, if you are an idea person, if you are ambitious and you think about ways to capitalize on it, we are in the infancy of these times. And you have not missed out. It's sort of like when television came in, started getting in households across the world, especially United States in the 1950s. And in the 40s, maybe you knew one person with a TV, but in the 50s and the 60s, and then you look at TV now and you think about streaming and all the different ways. I mean, I remember when the VCRs came out, and it was you had Betamax or you had VHS, and it went to the Supreme Court because the network said, you can't record our shows. And then they said, yes, you can, as long as you don't make money off of them. If you just go ahead and watch something that's recorded, there's nothing wrong with that. But in the end, what did we use VCRs for? And by the way, VHS destroyed Betamax, not in professional video, but home video. What did we do with them? Did we record shows? Some people did. Most people couldn't figure out how to make it stop blinking 12. Much less record something. I remember my soccer games, they might go over 2 hours, so I had to go instead of, you know, SLP, standard long play. Standard play was better quality. Were there four heads on it? I know, I voted for Taft. Didn't care he was fat. Still voted for him. But my point is, what did we end up with? We ended up renting movies, something no one thought of when VCRs came out. And that was basically why you had a VHS, was to rent movies. Now, some people still recorded shows. I know I did. But most people I knew, like I said, it just was blinking 12 the whole time, much less trying to set it up for something at any point. So the NFT space, to me, I mean, if you think about the days of playing these games, and this is like more than 10 years ago, where you could go on Craigslist and you could buy like a, you know, a 38th level paladin with full armor battle horse, and time is money, and somebody could buy it for a certain game. We just didn't have the term NFT back then. We had people who were putting in the time and then making the money. It's like, I would like to drop into this MMORPG and just start dominating. I don't want to get my behind handed to me for 2 years before I can finally start ramping up. But I still have problems in my limited cranium thinking about, like, you can buy a highlight of Steph Curry hitting a three or LeBron dunking or Kawhi Leonard getting a rebound. That highlight belongs to you forever. It does. I can't watch that on YouTube. Only I can. I own the highlight. Yeah, it's still. I'm still trying to wrap my head around the space. But it's coming into video games. It's coming in big. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We will come on back and give away the brand new game right here on the Video Game Review.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
The Video Game Review.
Rise of the Game.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
The Video Game Review.
Rise to the Game.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Nice to have you with us, Rick Tittle with you, and it is time to give away our brand new game. This game is called Atari Mania, and it is developed by Illogica, and is published by Atari. Funnily enough, it is available on the PS4, the PS5, the personal computer, and the Switch. I have it here for the PS5. Here's the blurb. It's minigame madness. In Atari Mania, which is a mashup of over 150 microgames inspired by the breadth of decades-long Atari's catalog, from Asteroids to Yars' Revenge, Atari Mania features a robust storyline told through microgames, each incorporating beloved Atari classics. And I'm a sucker for Atari because I had it when it was new. Damn, how old are you, Tittle? Kind of old. It's very pixelated, to say the least, but it's also very cool. My question is, does this game have a lot of mini games, or is it just one game? Rated E for everyone, by the way. Rick, didn't you just say? Yeah, I did. Just let me know if Atari Mania, which is published by Illogica and developed by Illogica and published by Atari, if it's a lot of mini games or just one game, let me know and it will be on its way to you. All right. I always think it's funny when a game that is like, you know, you got 4-bit graphics, but then you run it on a PS5 or Xbox X or Series S, you say, this is not what the game was for. It's like, it doesn't matter what it's for. You got it. All right. Also, coming up in mid-April for Windows, and it is now out on PS5 and Xbox Series X and S, is Anno 1800. And there have been a lot of Anno games. Anno is Latin for, and Italian, for year. And basically, year 1800. And it's a city-building RTS game. RTS is real-time strategy. It's developed by Blue Byte and published by Ubisoft. Ubisoft. It is the seventh Anno game, and it returns to the use of a historical setting following the last two titles, Anno 2070 and Anno 2205. This takes place in the Industrial Revolution of the 19th century. And following the previous installment, the games return to traditional city building and ocean combat mechanics, but it does introduce new aspects of gameplay such as tourism, blueprinting, and the effects of industrialization on different islands. And so, like I said, it's city building and strategy, and it is set in the context of colonial trade. It's, you know, the Victorian era and Industrial Revolution, the factory labor is the economic engine of most powerful countries, and the core of Anno 1800 will take place in the old world, that would be Europe, where the needs of citizens, workers, artisans are very central to the management of production and supply chains, GMP, what have you. So a parallel new world, North America, exists, and South America, which produces products that laborers in the old world want to purchase, and thus trade routes need to be established. And unlike the colonial Anno 1701, the game has a blueprint feature that helps players to plan out this city. It's also a story campaign, a sandbox mode, multiplayer mode, and like Anno 2205, the game features multi-session gameplay, although unlike that game, combat and city building sessions are not separated. So Anno 1800 integrates into a classic city building game featuring randomly generated maps and trade routes, AI opponents that build on the same map as the player, naval warfare. The attractiveness of this game is the impact of industrialization on the population, because with every city, with every factory, the city's attractiveness rating falls, and the rating of the area emerging in the industrial zone is affected. Tourists contribute to the city's income and will flock to natural land and festivals and a lot of decorative areas, but they don't like pollution, they don't like unrest, noisy or smelly industry. So, like I said, the blueprint mode of Anno 1800 is a really good addition. It helps players by allowing them to plan out the city with silhouetted blueprint buildings without immediately spending valuable resources on actually making them. So if you have all the resources you need and the blueprint building can be placed on the map, you can put it there and just save it for later construction. And then once the planning is done, you just click on it and it goes. The season one pass with, DLC downloadable content. There'll be three DLC packs: Sunken Treasure, Botanica, and The Passage. Botanica cities will be more beautiful to attract more tourists. The Passage allows players to sail the Northwest Passage on the way to the Arctic Circle. A lot of industry up there. And Sunken Treasure offers a new map with a huge island, which you can build a gigantic city and special items to boost the industry there. Season 2 will have three more DLC packs. Seat of Power will let the player choose the policies, whether you have a settlement with a palace or a democracy. The Bright Harvest DLC brings in tractors. It's a workforce reduction. In Land of Lions, the player is challenged with exploring a desert and irrigating the desert. Season 3, three more DLCs. Docklands allows the player to turn their city into a global trade hub. Tourist Season introduces new tourist residence tiers to cities, hotels, restaurants, and hotspots. And High Life is the first skyscrapers and shopping malls. And then season 4, three more DLCs, the new world, including haciendas and other game mechanics, and Seeds of Change, Empire of the Skies, and New World Rising. So Steam, Epic Game Store, Origin, Ubisoft Connect, it's all there. It's, as I said, it is going to be coming on April 16th. For PC, Windows, but you can already get it right now, PS5 and Xbox X and Series S. The console edition is out, and it's pretty. One more thing before we get to the new releases this week. If you were lucky enough to play it and survive, the new Dare tackling the new VR version and eventual part 2 of Madison, it recently has been chosen in the UK by Broadband Choices as the scariest video game of all time. The quote from Alexis DeStefano said, "We don't have a specific VR release date yet, but we're aiming for the last quarter of 2023. He said, now this is a guy who lives in a little town way outside Buenos Aires, Argentina. He said, this is Alexis DeStefano, "Just like we took the time with the game itself, making sure it would work properly on different platforms, we want to make sure Madison VR works fine for different headsets, including the PS VR2 that came out February 22nd. And by the way, this game is supposed to come out in 2024. But here's the thing. The PS VR2 is supposed to be amazing, but they don't have any games for it. Not going to say any, but not a lot. But once again, and you can play it right now on the PS4, PS5, Windows, Xbox Series X and S, and Nintendo Switch. Madison, scariest video game of all time. According to the English, is it all right? Sorry, I can't do that. It's all, can I? Let's look at the new releases Tuesday, unless otherwise noted. Creed, Rise to Glory, PS5. Grim, Grimoire. Once more, a strategy game on the Switch, the 4 and the 5. Hogwarts Legacy, controversy. Controversial. Is it anti-trans? Is it anti-Semitic? Well, I know what it is. It's going to be on the Xbox One and the PS4 this week. Make up your own mind if you like. Meet Your Maker. It's an FPS game. On the 4 and the 5, the PC, the 1 and the X, and S. Road 96, Mile Zero. This is an action-adventure indie on all the systems. When I say all the systems, that's both Xboxes, both PlayStations, the Switch, and the PC. The Game of Fortune, F-O-U-R-Tune. Game of Fortune, an adventure indie game on the PC. A Light in the Dark. This is an adventure visual novel on the Switch. Movie House, the film studio Tycoon. This is a simulation that will be on Mac and PC. Sid Meier's Railroads simulation. This will be on your phones, Android and iOS. Terrascape. This is a simulation strategy on the PC. Across the Valley, a farming simulation on the 5 and the PC. Buddy Simulator 1984, adventure horror text base. This is on the PS4, the PS5, the Xbox Series X and S, and the Xbox One. And as I said, text base. Here's the blurb on it. Have you ever felt lonely? Well, it's the 80s, and we're now living in the future. Buddy Simulator 1984 is a unique experiment in social experience using AI science to simulate hanging out with your best buddy. Warning, game experience may vary. This is from Not a Sailor Studios. You kind of love the name of that studio. All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We will take a quick break and we will come on back with the cheat code. Just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com, and we'll do it next right here on the Video Game Review.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to the show. A couple minutes left. Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review, and we come to our customary time at the end of the show for the cheat code request. Send your request, rick@sportsbyline.com is the email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. This one comes from Sam. Sam says, Rick, do you have any Dark Summit cheats? Dark Summit back in the PS2 days. Well, if you want 9,100,000 free points, and that sounds like a lot. I don't know the game offhand, but that sounds like a lot. 9,100,000 points. Pause the game and press triangle, square, L1, circle, R1, X, R1, X. Once again, triangle, square, L1, circle, R1, X, R1, X. And also, one more here. If you want to be able to ride in the air or do a rail slide in slow motion, it says if you hit the ground, it will end. Sounds like you can fly. Pause the game. Press square, circle, triangle, L1. Once again, square, circle, triangle, L1. And there's some cheats for Dark Summit back on the PS2. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in on the Video Game Review. If you missed any of that, just I'll email it to you. If you have any questions throughout the week, because we're going to take a six-day, 23-hour break here before we do another show, just email me, rick@sportsbyline.com. And we'll see you next time on the Video Game Review.